We'll call the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 196 to order. The members present, Senator McKinnon, Senator Bishop, myself, Senator Hoffman, Representative Bryce, and Representative Sadler, and Representative Kawasaki. Representative Edgman.
I move the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 196, Version D, as a working document.
Is there objection? Hearing none. So ordered. Can we have my staff come forward? Mr. Grusendorf, can you go over the conference committee that was adopted for the members?
Yeah, for the record, Tim Grusendorf, staff to Senator Hoffman. The changes occurred on page 2, section 3. On line 10, it says the legislature may appropriate 70% of the difference, and that's of the difference between the earnings and after the PCE payment, so any excess earnings, 70% of that can be appropriated. The difference between the two versions, the Senate split it into three buckets, and it all happened, all the excess got taken care of at the same time. It was a 60-30-20 split. On the House side.
And how did that split get divided?
60% was going to go to, or 50% was going to go to the community assistance, 30% to revenue to the PCE fund, and 20% was going to go to the rural energy funds. And there was three of them under that label, so I'm just going to refer to them as the rural energy funds, but there's three different ones there.
Refinies. Meeting back to order.
So to clarify, that on the Senate side, it was 50% was going to go to the community assistance, 30% was going to go to the rural energy funds, and 20% was to be reinvested into the PCE. On the House side,
we're all talking about excess earnings after power cost equalization was funded.
Correct. On the House side, they wanted to fill the community assistant bucket first. So 100% of the excess earnings went to fill that bucket. When that bucket filled, the next bucket was for the rural energy programs. And then the final bucket, anything left over after that went back to PCE. So for the first $55 million, nothing was returned back to the PCE fund. The compromise is to go back to the 70-30 split, 70% going to those funds that we created, and then the 30% will go back in the PCE fund, but we will fill the community assistant bucket first at a 70-30 split, 70% going to community assistance, 30% going back to the PCE fund. When the community assistant bucket is full at $30 million, then we go to the next bucket, which is the rural energy programs. That bucket will be filled the same way, 70-30, 30% going back to PCE, 70% to fill that bucket. And anything after that, when that bucket is full at $25 million, anything more than that will remain in the PCE fund. And those are the differences between the two and what the compromise is in the middle there.
And I think this is a fair compromise. This will better ensure that the endowment will be sustainable in the long run. We've discussed this with David Teal, the director of finance, and he agrees that this makes the fund more solid for acting as an endowment. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I would support those comments, and I would offer that by doing it this way, we also ensure that the endowment itself is properly replenished, which in the long term, I think, better assures that the new community assistance program will also have a better chance of being funded at its full amount every year as we go into time. So I think this is a good compromise, and I support it.
Thank you, Representative Edgman. Are there further questions? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 196, Version D, to the full House and be brought for the full House and the Senate for consideration be adopted.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Senator McKinnon?
Yes.
Representative Sadler?
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Representative Kawasaki?
Yes.
Senator Hawking?
Yes.
Representative Edgman?
Yes.
With that, the motion is adopted. Is there any further business? Seeing none, we are adjourned.